Investment flash.
Body, oil just printed $100, and Europe's gas market is screaming. The easy money is not where everyone's looking today.
It's Wednesday, September 9th, New York edition, and I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. This morning's London show called Copper and Bond Alarm Bells. Today, the tape is all about energy, and the quiet part is Europe's gas squeeze.
Exactly. Brent's above 100 for the first time since July, and the U.S. oil fund is up 3.6% over the last week. But here's the thing, buddy. It's also 5% below its 52-week high. The crowd's already there.
Right. And that's my problem with the oil trade. Up 112% year-to-date, sitting near the highs, and a $100 print is old news if a ceasefire hits. You want the crowded momentum trade, Tom. Be my guest.
No, but that's exactly the point. The cleaner, underpriced risk is European gas. It hit its highest since 2023 on a prolonged liquefied natural gas squeeze. If winter's colder than mild, Europe is bidding against Asia for cargoes. That's the optionality nobody's priced.
And that's the trade, Marie. Own the European natural gas futures, not the oil fund. The energy sector ETF is 1% from its 52-week high, too, so there's no cushion in equities either.
So we all agree the oil leg is late. That's a first. I'd frame it as the easy money in oil was made by June, and we're just witnessing the victory lap.
Exactly. The signal is buy European gas, not chase the oil fund. And Gerald's right. If headlines calm, the unwind in oil funds is fast.
All right, shifting gears. Fordham in Finland just signed a deal to power Google's data centers, and its shares jumped. Big tech is going full clean baseload, buddy. This is the AI power race going global.
See, this is the structural piece I love. A utility scoring a corporate power deal for a data center is real demand, not a headline. The read-through for uranium peels is positive.
Fortum's pop means the catalyst is partly spent, and Cameco sits at a forward price-to-earnings ratio of about 54. That's optionality, not value. Google's Finnish data centers might have cheap cooling, but the equity math is still rich.
Okay, only Gerald could turn a Google nuclear deal into a price-to-earnings warning. But fine, the uranium long is the slower story. Cameco is up nearly 6% this week, so someone's buying the theme.
Hold on. Cameco is 25% below its high, so it's not exactly at the top. But this is a long-duration structural call, not a value trade.
Besson is out saying traders should not bet against the yen, and he dropped the I am the house now line. That's a Treasury Secretary signaling intervention, not a whisper.
Oh, that's a strong flex. The yen ETF is already up 4.1% this week. The backstop protects longs, but it doesn't open fresh value.
No, but think about the cross-asset read. If the Treasury and Tokyo are backstopping the yen, the carry trade gets unstable. That's a liquidity story, not just a currency call.
Exactly. Long the yen ETF for the backstop and short dollar yen because the intervention risk caps the upside. That's the pair trade.
That's it.
China regulators now want a higher listing bar for humanoid robotics companies right after Unitree's wild debut. That's a targeted froth curb, not a broad crackdown.
And the read-through to China Internet is mostly sentiment. The China Internet ETF is 42% below its high and down almost 29% year-to-date. This is a sentiment hit on an already distressed trade.
Watch China large caps, too. The large cap ETF is only 12% above its low, so any tightening de-risking can spill over. But it's a watch, not a trade.
Shipping nations are warning of a structural shift in global trade, and the administration is moving to ban some Canadian imports. That's a direct shock to Canada exports.
The Canada ETF is just 2% below its 52-week high and up 13.5% this year. So there's room to fade it if the import ban escalates.
Sell Canada equities. That's the signal. It's export dependent, and the tariff realignment is a lasting headwind, not a one-off headline. Platinum's set for a surplus in 2026 after 3 years of deficit. The World Platinum Investment Council sees investors turning away and Chinese jewelry demand weak. Short the platinum ETF.
But hold on. The platinum ETF is already down 15.4% this year and 37% below its high. The short is with the existing trend, but it's hardly undiscovered.
That's the point. The surplus call is already in the tape, but the demand flow breakdown isn't fully priced if investors keep liquidating. It's a trend short, not a value short.
Exactly.
That's the whole story.
Here's the wild one. GameStop now generates more revenue from collectibles than video games. That flips the 2021 short thesis on its head. The physical merchandise and trading card shop is the core now.
So, the bear case has to be rebuilt around collectible margins, inventory, and cyclicality? That's a very different short. Not sure it's a good business, but it's not the digital download dying story anymore.
No, but that's exactly my point. The transformation is structural now, not narrative. The direction matters, even if the numbers are under-quantified. It's a real pivot. Tom's right for once.
For once? I mean, I'll take it.
So, our view, energy is the force, but it's arriving late. Brent at 100, European gas at 2023 highs. The Energy Desk and Market Wrap tell the same story. And the positioning is stretched.
The case against is simple. We are late. Oil funds carry 112% year-to-date, near highs. A Middle East de-escalation or mild winter unwinds length fast. The platinum short is similarly consensus, down 15% and 37% from its high.
But the bear case is exactly why the trade isn't crowded in European gas. If weather stays warm and oil retreats below 90, long-duration assets at their lows, like the long-term Treasury ETF 1% above its low, catch a violent bid. That's the risk.
And notice what nobody is saying. Central banks. Oil at 100, European gas at 2023 highs, and not a word on the Fed's September dot plot or the European Central Bank's winter plan. The only rates mention is yields ticking up after Brent crossed 100. That gap is where the next surprise lands.
So the press is covering oil and gas, but ignoring the policy reaction. That's like covering the fire and not the fire department.
Ha, okay.
That's definitely going on the board.
Cleanest expression isn't one ticker. Own the winter optionality in European gas. Short platinum, keep a yen long as the Treasury backstop gets explicit. That's a supply shock book, not a bet on oil's next leg.
Right. A hedge against carry unwind, not another momentum chase.
And as always, none of this is investment advice.
Quick callback, though. This morning's London call said buy copper, and copper's still climbing. But the yen call today feels like the better risk-adjusted setup.
Fair enough, Tom. And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back tomorrow's London edition at 7:30 a.m. London time. Until then, watch the gas storage numbers and the central bank silence.